The Humble Investor, How to Find a Winning Edge in a Surprising World by Daniel Rasmussen, read by Todd Kramer. Preface. Markets swing from boom to bust. Investment strategies work with phenomenal success only to crash and burn. Trying to anticipate these sudden paradigm shifts has been a widow-making trade. But this ever-changing and never-predictable trajectory is precisely what makes markets so fascinating. Investors are forced to grapple with the role that chance plays in markets more than any other aspect of life. But rather than accept those things we cannot change, most investors prefer instead to try to wrestle with fate, to try to make rational that which is impossible to understand. Humans seem to have an instinctive need to make forecasts and build plans around these forecasts, regardless of their accuracy. We need to feel we have the ability to look around corners, even in settings where it should be manifestly clear that we lack such an ability. To that end, this book focuses on developing a theory of investing based on humility, on the anticipation that events will surprise us and that our ability to understand the world and predict the future is limited. We see through a glass darkly. Being humble doesn't mean giving up on making good investment decisions. I believe by having a more accurate assessment of what's possible and what's impossible, we can make better decisions and be less likely to be surprised by events. And if we can use this knowledge to identify investments where other people are overconfident, we can potentially find an edge in betting against their mistakes. This is not a straightforward how-to book that describes how much to save each month or the precise asset allocation one should use to grow rich. Rather, this book might best be placed in the genre of cliometrics, applying economics and econometric methods to understanding history. A chimera, a genre-crossing intellectual exploration of the field of investing grounded in rigorous empiricism. By analyzing the inner workings of markets and using logic, a fundamental understanding of human behavior, and the fact that forecasting is often wrong, yes, I'll prove this. My goal is to help guide you, the humble investor, to make better investment decisions. To help you bear that out, I've constructed the book in three parts. In part one, I apply the latest research on forecasting and how bad we are at it, to investing. I explore modern finance theories, the dividend discount model, the capital asset pricing model, and the efficient market hypothesis, and why they so often fail to explain the volatility of financial markets. In part two, I study the drivers of returns both at the level of individual securities and at the asset class level. I look at the role of factors in equity investing, diversification across countries, and security selection in bonds. I argue that humility about our ability to predict the future, paired with a deep study of history, can offer a path to outperformance. In the process, I take a hatchet to Wall Street hubris, critiquing DCF models, private equity, the endowment model, and several other of Wall Street's sacred cows. In part three, I discuss market timings, bubbles and crises, and what works and doesn't work on an asset class level when navigating these types of events. All parts are intended to build upon each other to arrive at a comprehensive way of thinking about the markets that differs from consensus. And the book will culminate in my current research on putting it all together into a counter-cyclical asset allocation strategy. Because, after all, in investing, the consensus is priced in. To make money, your opinions need to differ from consensus. But there's no point in being a contrarian just to be a contrarian. You have to bet against consensus and be right. And the easiest way to be right on Wall Street is to accurately identify the many things that we don't know and can't predict, and bet against those who have a less accurate idea of the limits of their own abilities. Where others are surprised,